وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah on this beautiful day of Yawmul Jumu'ah, the 22nd of November 2024, corresponding with 20th of Jamadul Ula 1446. May Allah Ta'ala accept all our masnoon ibadat on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala bless this ummah with lots of specialities and special favors. And one of it is Allah has blessed this ummah with the day of Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala chose it for the ummah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Salatu Wasalam. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihu ar-rahmati wa masabihu al-ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء مع من أحبه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuhu, on this beautiful day of Yawmul Jumu'ah, the 22nd of November 2024. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuhu. Barakallahu feekum Mawlana Salim Kareem, and Ameen, Ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the honorable blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 20th of Jumadal Ula 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, and Surah Ghafir also it is called, two names for the same surah and chapter, and we focus on verses number 12, 13 and 14. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, why do the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, then Almighty Allah passes the verdict against them based on justice, that they will be dispatched to the hellfire, eternal doom and eternal gloom, as mentioned in chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, the confederation, and verses 64-65, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, and already prepared for them the blazing fire and inferno. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay there in Jahannam forever and ever, eternal doom and eternal gloom. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. And there is no protector and no helper for them. So what is the rationale and reason? So Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 40, verse number 12, Zalikum, this punishment is for you, O non-Muslims, بِأَنَّهُ إِذَا دُئِيَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ, because when he, that non-Muslim, was called and invited to worship Almighty Allah exclusively, وَحْدَهُ, that is why we as Muslims say, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is one and alone, absolutely no partner, no associate, no parents, no siblings, no children. Kafartum, they rejected it. And what they went to do? Wa iyushrak bihi, and when they were invited to associate, ascribe somebody, something to him, then they said, yes, the idols are good, Allah forbid, he has a son, he has daughters, because the mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers in Makkah, Mukarramah, the Quraysh, majority of them used to say, al-malaikatu banatullah, that the angels are, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, the daughters of Almighty Allah. So when they were invited to commit shirk and polytheism, idol worship with him, with Almighty Allah, tu'minu, you believed in that. The truth you rejected, and the falsehood you embraced. فَالْحُكْمُ لِلَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْكَبِيرِ, and the judgment is solely, only by Almighty Allah. He is the one and the only, the best judge. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. What is Almighty Allah not the best of judges? بَلَا, why not? وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ لَمِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, and I bear witness and testimony to that. فَالْحُكْمُ لِلَّهِ, hence judgment is solely, only, exclusively by him, for him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, لِلَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْكَبِيرِ. Ali, he is the one who is exalted, and he transcends all this kufr and blasphemy, and what people are associating and ascribing to him. And Kabir, he is the biggest, the greatest, the mightiest. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's attributes. Who is Almighty Allah? What are the signs? We cannot see him, but daily we see the signs of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَالَّذِي يُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ, he is the supreme being. He shows you his signs. Who makes the sun rise on that specific time? Who makes the sun set? Who makes the moon shine in his glory on its 14th night, Laylatul Badr? Who brings about the rain? Who gives us health? Oh masterpiece, human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, look at yourself. Our eyes, our ears, we speaking to you now, live from here, the tip of Africa, and you can listen to us in the whole world. Who makes that possible? We? The government? Politicians? Hasha wa kalla, never ever. Only Almighty Allah Jalla wa la. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. What can we do? We can't even control our cough, our sneezing, our yawning. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being has been created very, very weak, but Almighty Allah gave her such high rank and an exalted status. But that will be when we live with Iman and Islam, and we die and pass away with that. Then is the final and ultimate success. يُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا. And He, Almighty Allah, sends down for you gradually. You don't translate this word وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُمْ and He sends down for you. You must translate it as gradually. Every day we are drinking something, eating something, the oxygen, big meetings there in Azerbaijan, just wasting their time and so forth and so on. So remember, everything comes with the command of Almighty Allah جل وعلا. وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا. And He, Almighty Allah, sends down gradually. O human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, adult and child, for your benefit, minas sama'i rizqa, from the heavens and the skies, the celestial creation, your rizq, your sustenance. Look at the rain, look at the oxygen, look at everything else. Some places so peaceful, some places genocide, and the crimes are continuing, ethnic cleansing and the war crimes, and daily they are getting disgraced, alhamdulillah. The Zionist, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, Hitler's children. But who will take heed? وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ. Nobody will accept the admonishment and advices. إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Except people who keep on turning to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Munib is a beautiful name for your son. Munib, M-U-N-I-B. The one who keeps on turning to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your beautiful daughter, she's just born. You're wondering which name to keep. Excellent name, Muniba. M-U-N-I-B-A-H. So in that way, she will keep on turning to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fad'ullah, call Almighty Allah. Worship Almighty Allah, mukhlisin, sincerely, lahuddin. Only for Him is the obedience. Only for Him is the worship. Therefore, we don't bow down to any creation, no king, no prime minister, president, nobody. And we worship Almighty Allah. Our ruku, our sujood, our bowing down, prostrating is solely, only, exclusively for Him. Almighty Allah, lahuddin. Lahuddin, walau karihal kafirun. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it, they despise it, and they detest it, remember that. But we don't bother about them. We have to be concerned. Chapter 9, verse 62. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurdu. Our aim in life must be to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are more deserving that we please Him, Almighty Allah and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in kanu mu'mineen, if they have true iman. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala saturate our heart with true love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, with the true love of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the true love for Islam. And not only on a Friday, but every day of the week. We see we are approaching and getting nearer and nearer to the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So we make the dua and say, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, spare us for another wonderful, uplifting spiritual Ramadan. The awliyaullah, the khasan-e-khuda, the special slaves and servants of Almighty Allah, 5-6 months before Ramadan approached, they would be crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, let us experience another Mubarak Ramadan. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 20th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, and we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, internationally. Gaza genocide, there in Palestine, in Gaza. day number 413, and there in Russia is day number 1002. 16 jutlas dispatched to death, to hell. Alhamdulillah, say Alhamdulillah. 15 of them were, you know, booby trapped and so forth. And mashallah, our brothers are carrying out the jihad there in the land of Palestine, West Bank. We must make dua for them. Allahumma ij'alhum min al-faizin. Allah grant them victory against all their enemies. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We did not think it will happen this year, but Karim Khan did his job. Don't get deceived. Karim Khan is not a Muslim. He's a Qadiani. He's a Ahmadi. But at least he did some good job on Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajul al-fajir. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, sometimes verily Almighty Allah uses the non-Muslim also to assist and help the deen and religion of Islam. So yesterday, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, and Galan, the former minister of defense, were indicted war crimes. And now, anywhere they go, 124 countries, they will be arrested. Italy, France, and Europe, and majority of the countries said, if you come here, definitely we will arrest them. A big, big blow to Israel and America, both haramis. The whole world wanted ceasefire. 14 countries voted yes, but America vetoed. And next day, Almighty Allah humiliated them. And you can shout from now till from here to Timbuktu, and it is anti-Semite and so forth. Go to hell, Ben Gvir. You next on the list. And that is what the Haaretz newspaper says, that this is something they need to be very careful. It could set a precedent, and they could be indicting many more in the future. So Israel, the whole world knows you are guilty of war crimes, ethnic cleansing, and crimes against humanity. Guilty as charged, and no mitigating circumstances, because you are a cursed nation, and you are the murderers of prophets and messengers who martyred and murdered Zacharias, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, who martyred and murdered John the Baptist, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, no one else but the Jews. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. One group of messengers you rejected, like Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, like Nabi Muhammad, Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other group, you martyred them, you jutlas haramis. Italy says that next month or next year, there is a big conference taking place. So if any one of them come, both of them come, then definitely they will arrest them for Bibi and Gallant. Well done. See America. Trump is corrupted to the core. He can't remember what how many women he slept with. So he chose one character, his name Matt Gaetz, to be the attorney general. So when they went into his CV and they started investigating, they found that this guy was sleeping with minors, this guy was busy with drugs, this guy has an unsavory, you understand, record. So therefore humiliated, disgrace. So now the guy Trump and them chose to be the attorney general and made the nomination for him is withdrawing. Disgrace for Trump and his team and the Republican Party. Look at, you must remember what Australia did. Australia refused to give a visa to an ex-Israeli minister, Shakit. This lady here, they told her, your character and your record is very bad. And she thought, because she's a Jutli and she's a Jewess and an ex-minister of Israel, she will walk into Australia. Australia told her, go to hell, return to sender. And if you know how things are changing, Australia has recognized the state of Palestine. So things are turning. turning 360 degrees. So we must remember that. Brazil, Lula. Lula is our man. Remember that. He supports Palestine. And he commented against Israel many a time. They made him person non grata. And as though he does not exist. And there the opposition Bolsonaro. So they have said that indicted him. He wanted to get rid of Lula. But now he will be prosecuted or fined or whatever. Putin, another harami. But we like this kind of haramis who attack America, who attack Europe, and who attack Ukraine, and who will harm America's interests. So Putin strikes Ukraine with ballistic missiles and told them that this is just the starting. I have all my nuclears ready for you. Serbia said, and warning the world, Putin is not bluffing regarding the nuclear. He will use it if you're going to attack Moscow and other places inside Russia. India blasts the Canadian media. The Canadian media has linked Modi. You know Modi? Modi is another terrorist harming the Muslims there in India and other places also. So nevertheless, so Modi, you must remember, they linked him to the murder of the Sikh there in Canada. So the Indian government have blasted him and they are livid about it. Jeremy Corbyn, who was the leader of the Labour Party there in UK, he said that, I'm asking, our president, our prime minister here in Britain, is Britain at war with Russia? And you better make a statement, Starmer, immediately, that if Bibi Netanyahu or Galan comes here, will you arrest them or not? So they put them in a proper corner, you see. Adani, the multi-billionaire there in India, has been charged with fraud by America. Remember one thing of America, that if you show you are not going to play according to their rules, and you're not a whitey, you're an Indian, you're an African, then they will always look for some loophole to discredit you. What does Adani and India are too powerful for them? They told them, go to hell, we're dealing with Russia now. Our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, my sister, my daughter, did you cry? Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Our sister is there in jail. She is known as the most oppressed lady among the Muslims in the world. And she's in a hellhole there. May Almighty Allah bring her home with afia and izzat and honor. And Shabbat Sharif, at least one good thing he did. He wrote a letter officially there to Biden that you must release her before your term ends. And we hope and pray that some mercy, compassion will be shown to her and the Pakistani army also. Don't become obstacle. Sometimes they become the obstacle because all their secrets will be divulged, how they picked her up and what they did with the son and so forth and so on, because they were being paid millions and millions, and all these governments are criminals. Whether it is, you must remember, the Pakistani government, Pervez Musharraf, at that time, or whether the Afghan government or the Americans and so forth. For us to keep quiet, remember, as-sukutu indal ijrami ijramun. You the ulama, you the students, always remember that. On the opportunity and occasion to speak the truth, when crimes are committed, such crimes that we can never ever keep silent, like MBS, remember committing the kufr and shirk, the murtad and man shakka fi kufri fa wa murtaddun. You can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. Any person who got doubt regarding MBS being a murtad, and you keep quiet because of your visa, so it speaks a lot about you. And you can't speak one word about T.J. Tariq Jamil, the shaitan and dajjal promoting Shia Azam. So who is making a 360 degree turn around? Who is flip-flopping now and so forth and so on? Think properly where we are going. So make dua for the most oppressed Muslim woman in the world, and that is our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. The Haaretz newspaper writes, no real aid has reached, remember, the northern Gaza for 40 days. Just little bit has come, but no real aid of substance has come. And then we come to our beloved country, South Africa. South Africa is one comical country, banana republic. So no, you must remember Stilfontein. Do you know where Stilfontein? It is there near Klerksdorp, Orkney, and those places in the northwest. So still a stalemate. So there underground, the Zamas are there, and the police are waiting. The matter is in court and so forth. Zahir Umar and his sons and all of them are involved there. Allah make easy for all parties, remember that. Have you upgraded your prepaid meters? Sunday, if you want to put some money in your prepaid meter, then nothing will be working if you did not sort it out already. You only got 2 days left, today, Friday and Saturday. 2 million people are still on the waiting list. In front of Eskom centers, there is chaos, absolutely. And they say they will extend the hours. If people don't come right, what will they do? They will just increase the illegal connections and so forth. You know, South Africa, they always look for the alternate route. So that will be the alternate route. And MK, that is our President Zuma. We want to meet Zuma one-to-one and make him Sulman, make him a Muslim President Zuma, President of the MK. So they released a statement yesterday. We have nothing to be ashamed of our leaders, whether it is Yaqub Jumma. That is the name we want to keep for him when he embraces Islam on a Jumu'ah. You see that? We make him Sulman, inshallah. Allah make easy. And Shivambu, they say we're not ashamed of them. So that is what the MK said. Can you believe the story? The citizen ran with it. They say the FBI is looking for the most wanted woman on their list. And where is that lady hiding? You guessed it. She's hiding somewhere in South Africa. And if you are the person who tell us where she's hiding, you will get a 90 million rand reward. If you tell us, that's what the FBI, and they're saying South Africa has become a haven. You know that, for these people here. Okay. Today they say the kuffar is Black Friday and so forth, to advertise Black Friday, to go deliberately. You don't need anything. You say, no, let me just go and check and so forth, and call it Black Friday. It's all haram for us Muslims. Every Friday for us is a Mubarak, honorable day, a day of radiance, a day of nur and effulgence and so forth. We need to wake up from our slumber, remember that. So today between 8:30 and 9 will be Mufti Aku of Darul Newcastle. So days will be on today. Let's see, he will try and make everybody happy and camouflage what happened last week there in Riyadh, where the women were dancing and say, leave him, Allah forbid, and bow down to the goddess, 100% kufr, and all this happened and no one can deny it, remember that. Leave him, leave Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and bow down to the goddess. In the land of Tawheed, 100% kufr and shirk. And you Salafi scholars and others, I don't know what to call you, but if you're frightened for your visas and so, then I have to call you scholars for dollars and so forth. Remember, 11:07 the Adhan will go South African time, 12:07 Saudi time. So days will be delivering the khutbah and salat, and it will be around 11:10. We will take inshallah al-Aziz the khutbah, salat, and then translate and the dua. We will be inshallah day in Kronstadt. Adhan day for Jumu'ah is 1 o'clock. One announcement, where I go normally for salat, for that time we go there as well, is a Sufi masjid, nice little masjid nearby here, 1 minute from where we are. And our brother there, the trustee Hafiz Wasiullah, his wife is critical. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for for her, make easy for the family. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayrun laha fahyiha wa in kanatil wafatu khayrun laha fatawaffaha. Ya Allah, if life is better, give life, and if death is better, give death. Ya Allah, with iman and Islam. That is the dua Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. May Almighty Allah give shifa to all those who are very, very ill, and to us, each one should ask and beg Almighty Allah for afia, safety, comfort, protection. Maulana, we have 17, 18 minutes left, so let us fire up with the Q&A, inshallah, Aziz.
What dua do we recite when it's lightning and thundering?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it is thundering, then read the thunder, Surah Ar-Ra'd. Ra'd means thunder, chapter number 13 and verse 13. Chapter 13, Surah 13, Surah Ra'd, the thunder, and verse 13. So what is the verse 13? وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعَدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. We hear the thunder, and remember the thunder is glorifying the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The angels are glorifying the name of Almighty Allah out of fear, what will happen, and so forth and so on. So read that verse, and Allah Jalla Wala will protect us. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, at the time of Barq, at the time of lightning and so forth and so on, then read the following dua. Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik. Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, do not kill us, destroy us because of your rage and fury and anger, Ya Allah. Wala tuhlikna bi adabik. Do not decimate and destroy us with your punishment, oh Almighty Allah. So this is the masnoon sunnah dua to read when there's lightning. Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik wa la tuhlikna bi adabik. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all times, all places. Surah 12 verse 64, Surah Yusuf. Fallahu khayrun hafidah wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you are the best protector. Ya Allah, He alone is arhamur rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy.
How do we dispose of Quranic pages or any Islamic Urdu literature? Can we burn it, or is there another procedure?
Remember that when we have torn, tattered Quran Sharif, Ahadith, and all in Arabic, obviously, and so forth and so on. So remember, the best option will be that we bury it. You can bury it in the graveyard somewhere else and so forth, where people will not go and, you know, tramp on it and so forth and so on normally. Anyway, so that is one option. Second option will be that you take everything, put in a box, and put some stones, bricks, and so forth, and then you submerge it in the sea, in the ocean. You submerge it in the river and in the dam and so forth. So that also is very good. Regarding burning the Quran Sharif that are torn and tattered in our Islamic literature, so that should not be the first and second option. That should be the last option. Some ulama say it is not permissible. Some ulama say it is permissible. If you open Bukhari Sharif, you will see that when it was the Khilafat and the rule and reign of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, he ruled for 12 years, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. So we find that when, you must remember, the Sahaba were now writing the Quran Sharif according to the script and the dialect of the Quraysh. So all the other Quran Sharifs in Medina Munawwara were then collected, and Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu made Mashura, consulted the senior Sahaba, and those Quran Sharif, they burned it, as mentioned there in Bukhari Sharif, to preserve and maintain the unity in the rank and file of the Ummah. But that was a real need and necessity. So in this day and this age, we will say that best is to bury it or to submerge it in the water, and burning should be the last resort and not the first or second option.
What with the last verses of the Quran that was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Noble Quran 6,236 verses, and there are 30 parts, 30 juz in the Noble Quran. The last surah to be revealed, remember, is Surah An-Nasr, and that is Iza Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath. So remember surah that is, and the last verse to be revealed is Wattaqu Yawman Turja'una Fihi Ilallah, and that is Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2 and verse 281. This verse was revealed plus minus 7-8 days prior to the Wafat Mubarak, the demise of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter number 2 and verse number 281. So the first verses to be revealed, Surah Alaq, that is chapter 96, right? The first five verses. And the last surah, as I mentioned, remember, is Iza Ja'a Nasrullah, that is chapter number 110. We have many non-Muslim listeners, so therefore I'm giving you all those details, because in your leisure time, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you can refer to all this. And for those of you who don't know Arabic, Urdu and so forth, then there's a wonderful book, got a green cover, Ulumul Quran. This person embraced Islam, Ahmed von Denver, and he wrote a nice good book, remember, called Ulumul Quran, the sciences that are attached and connected to the Noble Quran. So read that and it will give you a greater insight and understanding of the Noble Quran.
Mufti Sahib, I only read 2 or 4 rakats of Tahajjud Salah every night. Is it okay? For many years I'm reading this way. Allah Ta'ala make me ma'af. Is this correct?
Yes, Allah Ta'ala forgive us all, my brother, sister, Kala, Masi, all of us are trying little bit. So we should make shukr also. Allah's fadl, Allah's karam, in the early part of the morning, he wakes us up, what, 2:30, 3 o'clock, and then we go and perform 2 rakat salat. That 2 rakat salat, itna pyara hai, itna pyara hai, is so beloved to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh, esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, listen to this hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah. He, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the husband woke up, he saw his wife is sleeping, he wakes her up, and both of them read the 2 rakat salat individually. She reads on her own, husband on her own. Husband is sleeping, and wife woke him up, and they both read minimum 2 rakat tahajjud salat. Allah, Jalla wala, out of his fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence, commands the angels, look at my Abdullah, look at this Amatullah, this male and female slave of Allah. You record their names on amongst those people. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those who remember Almighty Allah abundantly and profusely. Subhanallah. We do little bit, and Allah Ta'ala calls it kathir. Allah gave us so much beyond our perception, comprehension. But Allah calls it kul mata'u dunya qaleel. The provision and everything of this world is so little bit compared to Jannat al-Firdaus and the paradise which he has promised us. So always make shukr, even the 2 rakats, 4 rakats tahajjud we read, say Alhamdulillah, and that 2 rakat, 4 rakat, take out some time in sujood, in our dua. Wal mustaghfirina bil ashab, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. 2 places Allah Jalla Wala mentions it. The best time to make istighfar is at suhoor time, sehri time. So where on your perpetual timetable is written that sehri ends, suhoor ends, so tahajjud time also ends then. So 3 things, read 2 rakat, 4 rakat minimum, and 2 rakats also is fine, and then make time for istighfar. Beg Allah for forgiveness and make dua. Either you go into sujood in the privacy of your house, you go and prostrate hands, or you raise your hands. So that time dua is accepted by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Mufti Saab, is my husband allowed to wear tawaf shoes, clean flip-flops on the mataf performing umrah?
During umrah, he can't do that, because remember that during umrah for the man, according to the Hanafis, the ankles has to be exposed and the metatarsal, that is the bone in the middle, has to be exposed. So if he's going to wear flip-flop, if he's going to wear socks and all these type of things, that will be a violation, and then he will have to give a dam and pay a penalty, slaughter goat and sheep, leave all that there, and you just do it normally with your feet exposed and so forth. Sandals you wear, but remember Hanafis only say the metatarsal and ankles must be exposed. Majority scholars, the Maliki, Shafis, Hanbali, say only the ankles have to be exposed. You don't have to worry about the metatarsal, whether it is exposed or covered. That is the verdict of majority scholars, and that is for the men. For the women, it's compulsory, you must cover your feet. And that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's. Your Hanafis, remember, normally the Hanafi scholars say that is not compulsory. But I'm asking you one question. You're in the holiest place, Makkah Mukarramah, the Haram, right by the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafah. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِيدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَانِ You just make intention, you just made niyat and irada of deviation and zulam and oppression, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, then we will punish them, a painful punishment, remember that. So therefore, my sisters, my daughters, my fatwa will be, you should wear the socks there. Imagine you're making tawaf and strange men are touching your heels, touching your toes, albeit inadvertently, but whose sin it is? Your sin. You commit the sin, why didn't you cover up and so forth? So therefore you should weigh it, remember, especially in Makkah, Medina, because the crowd is so big and sometimes people just touch here and there. So remember, that becomes a major offense. So therefore, cover up, ladies.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for a woman to take her husband's surname?
Remember that for the wife, that she has three options. Either she maintains and retains her own maiden name, so totally permissible. Second one, she uses her husband's name, surname, so that totally permissible. And if she wants a double barrel surname, so you are, for example, you'll understand, your surname is Kareem, right? So my nephews and them, Ismail Kareem and all of them, Muhammad Yusuf Kareem. So let's say your maiden surname is Kareem, and now that you get married in the Hussein family, so now you say your name is Fatima Kareem Hussein. So totally permissible, double barrel surname. So all that is permissible. These Salafis are called crooked scholars. So remember, they can't speak one word against MBS, because the money comes from there. So they quote this verse, chapter 33, verse 5, Ud'uhum li'aba. Him. That verse is for waladiyat and not zawjiyah. So that is for the children. The children must make their lineage towards their biological father. And it's got nothing to do with husband-wife relationship. Therefore, for you ladies, sometime the marriage turns sour, and then you register your children by your maiden name and remove the father's name, you are telling the world that your children are harami children, illegitimate children. Lineage going to the mother of the children in Islam only happens when the children are illegitimate. And what you are doing, you adopted the baby girl, baby boy, and then you registered him or her by your name, by your surname, you the adopted parents, totally, absolutely haram, and you are cursed by all my rahmati Allah, by the angels and by all human beings. And this is mentioned in Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Quran Sharif speaks about chapter 33 verse 5, Ud'uhum li'abaihum huwa aqsatu indallah. You must call them, the adopted children, by the biological father's name. That is justice by Almighty Allah. But sometimes you don't know then, فَإِلَّمْ تَعْلَمُوا آبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. They are your brothers and sisters in Islam. Say Zayd Islam, Zainab Islam, words like that you can use. And remember hadith in Ibn Majah, Mustad Ahmad, when مَنْ انْتَسَبَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَبِيهِ, when you make the lineage of the baby, the boy, girl, to somebody else beside the biological father, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Everybody curses you. So you need to be very circumspect and careful in that regard. Last question.
Okay, sahab, is it sunnah to put saffron water on the baby's head on the day of Akida? And number two, can we partake of the Akika meat?
Remember that, yeah, there are several sunnahs, and it's very good it came now, this question. Today, your baby was born. What a joyous, happy occasion. So the day the baby is born, azan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear, and remember there will be the tahniq. So you will take the dates and insert in the mouth of the baby. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah, his Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place in Medina Munawwara during the reign and time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. They brought him to Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'minin. So he made dua for Hassan Basri. He was 14 years old when he left Medina Munawwara and went to Basra with his family. But he was born in Medina Munawwara. So the dua Sayyidina Umar made for him, Hassan, was, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, give him deep, profound understanding of deen of Islam. Wa habibhu ilannas, and make him beloved to humanity. What a powerful dua. People bring dates, so they tell me I must do the tahniq. I say, I got dates. They say, no, use my date. I say, okay. So we read the same dua. That is Yawm al-Milad, the day the baby is born. Then Friday the baby is born now. So remember, next week Thursday will be the seventh day, Yom Asabi. So then you name the baby officially, and thereafter you make the aqiqah, and that is you slaughter two goats or two sheep for the baby boy, one goat or one sheep for the baby girl, and you then go and shave the hair of the baby. You give out charity. The hadith in Abu Dawood, after you shave the hair of the baby, the kuffar during the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, they used to take the blood of the animal they sacrificed. They used to sacrifice to their idols, obviously. So we sacrifice only solely in the name of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And thereafter, they used to take the blood and smear on the head of the baby. Islam abolished, demolished that pagan custom and said, you take zafran, saffron, you mix it with a little bit of water, and then you apply it on the head of the baby boy, baby girl, after shaving the hair. This is a sunnah which has become sunnah and matruka. 90% of the ummah have abandoned and neglected the sunnah. It's mentioned in Abu Dawood. Yes, we should do so. Regarding the aqiqah meat, remember, it's best you make three parts. One you keep for yourself, one for your family and friends, and one you give out to the poor, one third. However, you should remember this. Hanafi say that aqiqah meat, qurbani meat, you can give to Muslim and non-Muslim. Shafi's, Hanbali's and them say no. That qurbani meat, aqiqah meat, you only give out to the Muslims and not anything to the non-Muslims. So read abundant Durood Sharif. Remember, we will see you, inshallah, we'll be in Kronstadt. My brother Haji Ahmed Abdi and myself, by 11 o'clock, inshallah, we expected to be in Kronstadt. 11:07 will be the adhan from Makkah Mukarramah, South African time, Saudi time 12:07, and then 11:10 or so the khutbah will start. Sudais will be firing on all cylinders, covering up for MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, the Harami. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.